Welcome to Mark and Friends for July 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today we have a special treat. We get to know more about the Lesters. This is a wonderful family singing group that's been around for a very long time. And also, there's an opportunity for you to see them kind of close by at a camp, and we'll find out more about that camp a little later. But let's welcome Brian Lester to Mark and Friends.
Donna, it's a privilege to be a part of the program, and thank you for having me.
Now, for those who aren't too familiar with your music, can you give us some background? How did the group start, and who is involved in it currently?
I'll be glad to. The Lester family, we are now currently in our 100th consecutive year of singing gospel music. We are based out of St. Louis, Missouri. My grandparents, Harvey and Opal Lester, began our gospel music ministry in St. Louis in 1925. They were married in 1924 in Southeast Missouri and moved to St. Louis, and that's where it all began, in like missions, even street meetings, and in homes and that. And that's where it all began. And then my parents, Herschel and Aline Lester, were second generation. And my name is Brian, and I'm the third generation of the Lester family. And so we are currently enjoying a 100-year celebration.
That is just amazing. Now, who are the current members of the group?
Of course, myself, Brian Lester, and then my son, Jonathan, and he represents the fourth generation of the Lester family, and then his wife, my daughter-in-law, and her name is Bailey, and so we are the three vocalists that sing. Now, there is, the whole family goes. My wife travels with us. She handles all of our ministry things, and Sandra and I have been married for 47 years now, but she travels full-time with us, and we are now blessed. We have five grandchildren, and that is the fifth generation of the Lester family, and they too are a part of every concert that we do.
It is so beautiful to see this multi-generational aspect of your ministry. Give us some insight into your music, and how do you pick your music, and do you have any favorites?
Tons of favorites, but I'll narrow that down. Our gospel music ministry has been founded on the message of the song. I mean, it's more than just the beat of the drum, more than the rhythms, more than the harmonies. Matter of fact, our main song that we sing practically every concert is Carry the Message. And that is important to us because that is the message of Jesus Christ, and that's what we want to extend to everyone we go and wherever we sing.
Been saved by grace through the gospel we have heard. Now we live by faith, washed in the water and the word.
And this blessed hope is for everyone to know. God so loves the world, He calls us to go
and carry the message. A sermon they can see, living the good news of the truth that we believe, singing the joy of His salvation and an everlasting life.
Carry the
message of Jesus Christ.
It's a sacred trust to share what we have found. Now we lift Him up, hallelujah, glory comes down.
So we'll take His light and boldly let it shine, reaching all the world, one heart at a time. And carry the message, be a sermon they can see, living the good news of the truth that we believe, singing the joy of His salvation and an everlasting life.
There is a song that has been a staple in the Lester Family Ministry, though, that has been for the past right at 35 years now, and we sing it practically every concert, and it's a song entitled He Didn't Throw the Clay Away. The writer of that song brought it to us 35 years ago and puts it on ground level for each and every one of us. We're not perfect. We mess things up, but I'm so thankful that he didn't give up on us. That's probably one of our most requested songs.
Empty and broken, I came back to him, a vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair, he started over. The day he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. He is the potter, and I am the clay, molded in his precious image. He wants me to stay. Oh, but when I stumble, when I fall, when my vessel breaks, my Jesus, he just picks up the broken pieces. He doesn't throw the clay. Vessel of honor I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. A vessel of honor I
How do you get your music? Does anyone in your group write, or is it just presented to you from other singer and songwriters?
Most of the music that we sing, you're right, is presented to us by many different writers from all across the country. We are an independent artist, which means we used to be with a record company a number of years ago, but it was our desire we wanted to do what God wanted us to sing. And so often, sometimes it's easy to get carried away into other things, and if you're not careful, it doesn't become who you are and what you're about. And so now my sister, and her name is Ginger, She's my younger sister. I have an older sister also. But at one time, both of the girls used to travel with the family back when we were quite a bit younger. But my sister Ginger and her husband Dan, now they have co-written some songs and that we have recorded and still do even some of them today. One of the songs entitled is In the Time That Remains. Well, I found myself the other day, actually, just singing that. It had been a while since we had sung it. It just reaffirms in the day and time in which we're living. You know, we're not assured of tomorrow. We're not assured of our next breath. But so in the time that remains, I will lift up my heart unto Jesus.
Were numbered before I drew my first breath, and I have no way of knowing when my eyes will close in death. I only have this moment, and before it slips away, I want to make a difference while it's still called today.
In the time that remains, I will lift high the cross, and in Jesus' name, be a light to the lost.
I pray I won't live one moment in vain,
for all that I have is the time that remains.
The grains of sand are slipping through the hourglass of time as I sift through all the memories of a life I've left behind. All of my accomplishments will vanish in the wind. Only what I've done for Christ.
Enjoying the ministry of the Lesters on Mark and Friends, and they're coming close to our area, and it's happening this Sunday at the New Life Christian Camp. That's on Old Macomb Road in Rushville. On the line, we have Tanya Mallory. She is directing this camp. And Tanya, what's that day going to look like whenever the Lesters arrive?
They'll pull in their bus with their equipment about 12:30 and unload and get set up and have a sound check. The concert will start at 4 o'clock. It'll probably go till 5:30-ish. And then there is a free barbecue sponsored and paid for by the camp for all who attend the concert. It will be a crazy day as people will be moving in that day, so the group realizes that there will be people out on the grounds moving around, and that's totally fine. They will hear no matter what because it's an open-air tabernacle. My family has been going for 38 years, and a lot of times this is our family vacation. But we love it, and it's to the point now where the grandkids go with Grandma and Grandpa.
Now, Tonda, this is just one aspect of the full week of camp. You call it Camp Fusion that is being held at the New Life Christian Camp. Give us some details about the full week.
Well, during Camp Fusion, there are activities starting on Monday at 7 in the morning with prayer watch, and then there's breakfast, and there's VBS, and there's youth and young adult and adult activities. Afternoon, there's different activities planned. I've got the specifics. People could feel free to contact me, or they can go to our website, which is newlifechristiancamp.com. And they'll see Camp Fusion. They can see pictures of the campground. The schedule is out there, not quite as detailed as me because I have the afterglow activities. We go from 7 in the morning up until, I believe it's 11:30 for lights out. It's a good old-fashioned campground, open air. We have a big lawn space outside of the tabernacle where the all ages sit out there and visit. It's not only adults in one area, kids in another, intermingled. We get people that come from Minnesota and Alabama, Missouri, Illinois, and the camp has just grown tremendously over the years, and everyone has a great time. We lift up the Lord and try to keep Him at the center of our activities. It's a great time. This year it will be a little bit different as we have two empty places at camp. Two of our pillars have graduated to their heavenly home, as I get teary-eyed. Keith Vaughn passed away on February 20th of 2025, and his brother Eldon Vaughn passed away on June 16th, 2025. They were right there in the starting group with the camp, and they will be dearly missed.
Tonda, your camp has quite a bit to offer, even when camp isn't in session. Tell us about it.
The camp is used by other groups, hunters, construction crews, family reunions, planning retreats, sports camps, wedding receptions, on and on and on. And the rental of these groups using our camp helps keep the camp going year-round. What we charge to come to camp covers camp expenses. So anything above and beyond to keep the camp open is from people renting our facility, people pledging, just tithing throughout the year. People will tithe to the camp. Mm. We operate on faith, and the Lord has blessed us. We have been able to do a lot of remodeling of the current built facilities. A Shepherd's Inn, which is a 10-room motel unit, was added in 2008, and a lot of our facility is year-round. There are certain cabins that are not. It's a great time. Another thing that is new to the campground, and this is can be used by anybody as long as there's not tournaments going on, we are in the process of installing a professional 18-hole disc golf. There is an organization that is installing it on our campground. 9 holes are completed, and so people in the community go out there and just enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Tonda, for sharing all the good things that are going on at the New Life Christian Camp on Macomb Road in Rushville. Again, they're hosting the Lesters this Sunday, and that event begins. You can find out more information by going to our website, wluj.org, and click on our community calendar.
I appreciate it.
Let's enjoy a little bit more music from the Lesters on Mark and Friends. Here's I'll Fly Away.
Life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll
listening to Mark and Friends. A big thanks to Brian Lester for sharing the heart of his family's ministry, and also for Tonda Mallory, who is a part of a wonderful ministry. It's the New Life Christian Camp, located on Old Macomb Road in Rushville, and they're having a special kickoff concert featuring the Lesters coming up this Sunday at their camp, and then that's followed by Camp Fusion, of which you're always invited to be a part of. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.